Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
God bless you. God bless you. Hey, man, it's so good to see everyone here today. It's so good. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. I'm going to stay right there till you get it. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. So that means you got to command your hands. You got to clap your hands right now. You got to open up your mouth. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. If you're sitting, I dare you to stand. If you've never told him thank you this week, I dare you to tell him thank you. I dare you to take heed of Psalms 150. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. For it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord for his mighty works, his good deeds among us. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity, Father. Thank you, thank you. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Welcome to the second Sunday in February. This is Youth Sunday. Amen. This is Youth Sunday. We're celebrating the Super Bowl today, but I got a word for you today that we can celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So before you get the pizza, before you get the chips and the wings and the ranch and the dip, I'm going to tell you about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before you take your seat, look at someone and say, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. You may have your seat in the presence of the Lord. Wow, I got a little like a family reunion out here today. Harris family, say what's up. Show up. Is that Erica's little girls over there? That's Erica's little girls, ain't it? That did my heart special when they came in. That hit it deep. I'm raised with Erica. Raised up in Pampas and running around the house. And look at Lexus down there and everyone. This is doing my heart really, really well. It's doing my heart really, really well. Because I've realized that I'm only a vessel. I've only given the influence, I'm going to cry, to tell you what God has done for me and to tell you how good he is, to tell you how wonderful he is, that he has never left me nor forsaken me, that he is the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. The secret sauce is not money, it's not wealth, it's not your personal appearance. It is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let every man, every woman that has breath praise ye the Lord. You may not understand right now, but you gotta command yourself to give God honor. You gotta command your hands, your lips to praise him. And I don't take it lightly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm gonna calm down because I am going to teach today. But I am excited for God, who he is in my life. I am excited. First and foremost, let me give honor to my pastor, Bishop Tim Beard, and then Pastor Davis. These men of God have been leading us into so much Bible study. And I want to tell everyone out there, if you do not attend Bible study, attend Bible study. Because you gain your strength by understanding what God likes and what he does not like. And Pastor Beard and Pastor Davis have been leading us in there. And I pray that God blesses your household for that. I pray God blesses your household for that. Because I've been inspired to study God's word just like I used to be inspired to play that guitar 8-6 hours a day. I've been inspired to learn more about him just like it. And it's been so much joy to my life. I need God's word to live. Believe it or not, we need God's word to live. to live in this world, to live in this earth, to go through trials and tribulations, to go through heartbreak, to go through betrayal. You don't know it, but it's in the Bible. How do you keep going? How do you press forward? It's in His word, His example to us today. So, as I calm down, I want to give honor also to my beautiful wife back there. She's holding the camera. And we've been married for 10 years. It's nothing but a testament of God's saving grace and His redemption power in our lives. And I give her honor. I tell you, this is my second Sunday as being the youth pastor here. And just because he said, hey, Harris, you're going to be the youth pastor, does not mean things in your life change. I'm still a police officer full time. I'm still a barber on the side. I'm still a father. That did not change. So I had to learn how to become what God has ordained me to be. And I have seen firsthand what God meant when He said that it is not good that man should be alone, that He created him a helpmate. It's not so much helping us every day in our daily lives or our personal wants, but also helping him in doing the will of the Father. Of the Father. I've seen that woman teach these kids through Sunday morning worship. I've seen her write out lessons, help me, because my tolerance for children ain't the same that she has. She's a kindergarten teacher, but I want to give her just a big shout out and say, thank you. Thank you. Yes. We're going to do some learning today. I know you want to go to Super Bowl, and I got some wings I want to get. I'm going to ask the media ministry also. Go ahead and pull up my slides for me, if you don't mind. We are a Bible-based church, and we preach from the Bible, and we also encourage you also to take notes, whether you have a notebook or a pen or paper, whatever it may be, get that right now. If you have a phone, get your memo pad out, and we're going to do some talking. As the media ministry is getting that slideshow up, I'm going to go ahead and give you my message, and I want you to say this out loud. In my life, as it is in heaven. In my life, as it is in heaven. Who is saved in here? And I know we have some online listeners too. Ask yourself as you're listening to this, who is saved? You ain't got to be afraid. You can raise your hand. Who's saved? What is being saved? That means that when death comes, death has no sting, because we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So who is saved? It's called salvation. Now, this is the question that I want to present to you before I start talking. Who is walking in salvation? Come on, that's good. See, being saved and walking in salvation is two different things that I have learned as a man of God. So ask yourself one question. Am I saved? The second one, am I walking in salvation? I'm going to tell you, the only way to walk in salvation is to do God's will in your life. That is the only proven way to walk in salvation. So as we study today, and as we break down these scriptures, if you find yourself saved and not living in the fulfillment of salvation, then reevaluate and change. But am I saved? And am I walking in salvation? It's one thing that I want to harp on today, and that is the celebration of Black History Month. Go ahead and put your hands together for Black History Month. It's in my study in Black History Month, you know that they're taking a lot of this stuff out of school. But in my study in this week about Black History Month, the earlier stages of the ending of slavery actually went like this. If a man was freed from slavery and he was to go out and to buy certain items, he was to go out and try to be certain or get a certain job, he has to take what he called with him a free man card. Y'all ever heard of that? The freeman card. That was a card that would indicate to the world around him that did not necessarily know if he was a free man or a man that was enslaved. But that was his identification to show everyone that, hey, I am a free man. Okay? But let's think about that in the spiritual realm. If we think about what Jesus Christ did for us as coming in and taking away the sting of death, in the spiritual realm, we are free men and women. Touch your neighbor and say, I am free. For who the Son sets free is free indeed. But as we begin to study and we begin to see, you know, how slavery was kept, even though slavery was abolished, how do you remain or keep someone in bondage that is free? All right. We can talk. How do you keep someone in bondage when they are yet, in reality, free? How do you do that? And the devil does it to us all the time. He distracts us from our kingdom authority. The Bible says that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. That's how you keep someone bound that is free. If we look at it naturally, when the slaves were free and when they were released, the way they kept them bound was hindering them from learning how to read and write. That's how you keep them bound, okay? That's just one story to get on the top of your mind. But if we look at this, how do we actually understand our privilege and our authority that we have in Jesus Christ? Okay, so we are actually free because the Holy Ghost and Jesus says that we are free indeed. But how do we operate and live in a community and in a society that tells us the opposite? So I have three things that I want you to harp on. Three things. The first thing that I want you to write down and realize, how do we walk in our authority when we are free? The first thing is believe. Touch your neighbor and say, believe. In Hebrews 11 and 6, the Bible says, and I'm going to get that pulled up for you right here. Hebrews 11 and 6. Is this blessing someone today? Amen. Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek them. The first step in salvation and walking into salvation is you first have to believe by faith. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The first step in walking in our kingdom authority on earth is said in Hebrews 11, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The second point I want to bring today comes from Romans 10 and 17. And the second point is we have to hear the word. The Bible says that once we become Christians, that is not enough. You can't just get saved and say, I'm saved and I'm going to live in this world of chaos and everything around me. And that's it. You have to first believe before you can even come to him. Then you have to hear. So then in Romans, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Touch your neighbor and say, I got to get tapped in. So when we look at that and we realize that I have to first believe, and then secondly, I have to hear the word, we got to get tapped in to some what? Some word. Some word somewhere. We tapped into so much other stuff. We tapped into what's going on social media. We tapped into the next concerts that's coming out, the next jewelry, the next shoes that's coming out. We tapped into so much more. But it's nothing at the end of the day. It tells us that it's all vanity in the word. It's all vanity. It comes, it goes. One of the things that my son is doing now that I did as a young man is he loves playing his tablet. He loves the game Roblox. I love the game called Madden. It was one of my biggest games. I played in tournaments and everything. You know, the one thing about Madden, though, is that I sat down and I got up the same.
To me, it is one of the ultimate time freezers for a person to sit down and get up the exact same way. But guess what? Next year, it's Madden 2023, 24, 25. It keeps going. And now we don't even want to play the older versions. So as I progressed as a man and the older versions are no longer relevant, it didn't matter how many games I won, how many achievements that I accomplished on that particular software. It didn't matter. So we got to not only be tapped into the things that's going on around us, we also have to be tapped into the Word of God. How do you tap into the Word of God? I'm glad you asked me, Pastor. You tap into the Word of God by different ways. Listening. One, put it in your ear. There's different podcasts out there. There's different ways. There's different methods. Put a song in your ear. There's different music out there to tap into the Word of God. But you have to tap in. Touch your neighbor and say, I got to tap in. I got to tap in. Four, we know that so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Then the third point that I want to bring up today is we have to do. You first have to believe, you have to hear, then you have to do the will of God. The Bible says in James 1:22, it says, but ye be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So we got to believe, we got to hear, and we have to do. Now, we got to ask ourselves, now, is it a difference between salvation and walking in salvation? Because it is. There's a big difference in the two. Did you know that the enemy in the Bible says that he is an accuser of the brethren? What does that mean? That means the moment you get saved or you begin to walk in salvation, the devil will always bring back up what you were to someone else. So if your name was Rick to them at the drunk house, you still Rick to them at the drunk house. If you were messing around with a lot of people, they still gonna know you by messing around with a lot of people. But no. Walking in salvation is believing, hearing God's word. So I believe that if any creature being Christ is a new creature, old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That is a way that you combat the enemy's attack on your life. Because you, just because you get saved does not mean that your name will change on earth. Does not mean that your reputation, what you've done, what you've been through, changes on earth. The only way that you change it in the spiritual realm and in your future is believing, hearing, and doing. Believing, hearing, and doing, because we know that Satan is an accuser of the brethren. This is the biggest sauce that in my study, and Pastor hit it this morning too, but my main topic is really simple today. It's really simple. The scheme of the enemy, if you look at in the Garden of Eden, when he came down and he tempted Eve into eating of the forbidden fruit. We've all heard the story in some type of fashion, form and fashion. But the one of the things that the enemy was trying to implement was his rule here on earth. Okay? It's one of the things that he was doing it by telling Eve that she could be like God. Like God. Right? And establishing his kingdom on earth. You see, and our pastor's been talking about it so thoroughly that we don't even realize sometimes when we're outside of the will of God that we're actually practicing worshiping of the devil. We don't even realize that, because when you're outside of righteousness or the will of God, you're in rebellion. And rebellion is something that is contrary to God's word. That's why the Bible says that the spirit and the flesh are contrary. They're always fighting against each other. But Jesus' disciples hit one thing really, really well that we want to manifest today. The Bible says that in 1 John 4, sin, the devil committed sin from the beginning. But for this reason, Jesus was manifested to the world, that he may destroy the works of the enemy. For that reason, Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy here. Now, this is very key. One day, Jesus' disciples were seeing him, and he told them, you know what? Won't you teach us how to pray like John's disciples? This was the most monumental thing that came to me in my study this week. Jesus hit it on the head. This is what we should be doing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm going to tell you right now, this is how we defeat the schemes of the enemy in our lives. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in me as it is in heaven. So the exact reason why Jesus Christ came to defeat the schemes of the enemy was he was manifested. How do we defeat that? God's will be done in our lives. How do we do that? We first have to believe. We then have to hear. And we then have to hear. We first have to what? Believe. We then have to what? Hear. And we then have to do. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Go ahead and stand to your feet. This is not a complicated message. This is not a message that I wanted to take a lot of time on. I wanted to be very direct and to the point. But thy will be done, Lord, in my life as it is in heaven. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to come and minister to your people, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this moment. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy you bestowed on all of us, Father. If there's anyone out here today, God, that is outside of your grace, that is outside of your love and power, I pray that you would bring them in, Father. I pray that you would mend any broken hearts, Father, any strongholds that the enemy may place up. And I pray that you would be shown in their lives, Father, that we may first believe in you and then place us in a situation and places around people that we may hear from you, Father, and then that we may be doers of your word. God, I pray that you would manifest yourself in every young person today and even every person, parent. I pray that you would manifest your will in their lives, Father. Help us, God, to decrease our flesh and increase your spirit in us that we may be more like you, Father. Help us, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for this opportunity and this moment. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand for that word. Amen. You want it to be done in you as well. Is that right? Amen. You may be watching us again. Amen. And you said, I came online and I came by, I heard the podcast. And you want to make a change in your life. This is your opportunity. You might be in the sanctuary and you said, you know what? I need a closer walk with you. This is your chance. Amen. We are praying for you. We are lifting you up. We believe that God can do it. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. Higher Heights, will you give our online family a real hand? Amen. For all those that are watching and listening, thank you so much. If you want to be a blessing to us, you know how to do it. It's on the screen. It can be a blessing to you. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord God.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to give to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.